Welcome, everybody, to this episode of O365A. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about agent mode in Microsoft Excel. So this is part of a whole new feature called Copilot Agent Mode in Microsoft 365. And it goes beyond regular Copilot chat in that really it's more than just being able to assist you. It can actually take action. And agents have the ability to reason, to formulate actions, to take action, to review its reasoning, to review the actions it took, and produce an actual output. So in agent mode for Microsoft Excel, really this turns the user's natural language query into a full multi-step action plan and executes it inside your Excel workbook to do things in Excel that you'd otherwise manually have to do individually with Excel's capabilities. So you can think of it as having an intelligent analyst work alongside you as you do work in Microsoft Excel. So with that, I'll try to do a demo here of agent mode. Just going to bring up my Excel spreadsheet.
And Curtis, how do you access some of these new features like agent mode and some of the documents? Because I don't think it's fully rolled out, so you have to enroll in some programs?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the agent mode is under the Frontier program, which includes a number of different capabilities. In Microsoft Excel, this shows up in this Excel Labs add-in. And you'll see the different programs in Excel Labs. There's one for agent mode, so you click that and you'll see you're in agent mode here. Now, depending on what insider ring you're in and what programs you're part of, this may show up in your desktop app. If it doesn't, it should be available in the web version of Microsoft Excel. And just a note, it sounds like the agent mode in Excel Labs, part of this Frontier program, it's moving into the regular Copilot chat under tools. You'll see under tools in the regular Copilot chat, there's an agent mode. So I've had the most success just in the Excel Labs. That's what I've been using. But do you know that that's moving into regular Copilot chat? So one of the things agent mode can do, and one of the big problems with using any data in Excel, is cleaning your data. So as part of the regular ETL process, we go through making sense of any data. One of the first basic steps is cleaning that data set up. And there's a lot of dirty data out there. So I have a very simple example here where we have a list of customers and various values for them. And there's a number of problems with this data set. So there's inconsistency with the case of the names. There's inconsistency with the formats of the phone numbers. There's extra spaces or sometimes no spaces in the postal code. Dates have a different format in both the join date and the birth date. In the VIP column, we have different types of Boolean values to represent yes and no. For credit limit, we have different types of currencies. We have US currency, some are Canadian currencies, and we have different ways of showing the preferred customer contact. So traditionally, what we would do is use Power Query in Microsoft Excel using the AM language. We try to clean all this up. And that can be very time-consuming depending on your level of comfortness with the AM language. So what I'm going to do instead is go into agent mode. And I'll just ask this agent to help clean this data set up. So what I want it to do, and I'll specify this in the instructions, is to clean up the data formats. So trim the extra spaces, fix the casing for the names and the cities, normalize the phone and the postal codes, and standardize that VIP column with all the true false values. So we'll give that to the agent. What I really like about agent mode is you'll see it starts its reasoning process, and you can actually see the different activity it's going through as it reasons about what you need it to do. Now, because it's reasoning, it's figuring out what actions to take, and then it's actually taking the actions, it does take some time. So in this case, it'll take about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. I did this before the demo, and here's the output. In my opinion, it's actually pretty impressive. So it went through and it actually did what we asked it to do. So it cleaned up the case of the names. It cleaned up the formatting of the phone numbers. It cleaned up the case of the cities, standardized the postal codes, standardized all of the dates in the format we specified. And it was even able to make sense of those different types of values for the Boolean values for the VIP column. It converted all the currency from US to Canadian and standardized the preferred contact information. So that's pretty cool. And a couple things I like, you can see this audit trail that agents have. So you can see the activity, all the activity it did, and it summarizes exactly what it did. So you can go through and do a sanity check. Now, if you remember, we asked it also to create a separate worksheet with all the issues it found with the data. And you can see it did that here. The other thing we asked it to do was to remove any duplicates of customer IDs. And you can see here, one of the issues it flagged and it took action on was, hey, I found some duplicate customer IDs, and it shows which rows were reviewed and which one or deleted and which ones were kept. So this is a really nice summary. It's almost like having an assistant go through and clean all your data for you. You can see in this case that agent took about 44 seconds to complete the task. So any questions about that?
I think the issues found sheet is an interesting addition to the prompt. That's pretty slick.
Yeah. I mean, this is very much what the process you would manually do to clean data. I've done it many times. And you can imagine this is like 14 rows of data, but if you had 14,000 rows of data, this could be a real time saver. So data cleaning, that's one big use case. Another is once that data is clean, we'll typically want to graph it, visualize it, analyze the data. So we can do that with agent mode also. So in this case, this data set represents sales transactions, daily sales transactions in different regions of Canada. And there's your basic unit price, unit discount, the revenue, all that fun stuff. You can see it's a mix again of Canadian currency, US currency. But the data is generally clean. So what we want to do here is build a dashboard. And this one takes a bit longer. It took about 7 minutes. So I'll spare us the waiting the 7 minutes. But the instructions we give it here is to build a simple dashboard. And what we want to do is aggregate that revenue month by month and region by region. And we want to do that currency conversion from US to Canadian. And we're also asking it to produce a top products bar chart. And in this second worksheet, we have a sales summary, which represents the target revenue for each region. And we're going to ask it to visualize the variance of targets versus actual revenues. So it went off, like I said, for about 6-7 minutes. And again, for any activity, you can go in and you can drill in and see exactly what it did specifically in the data set to produce the actionable result. So it finished this, and this is our dashboard. We have the three visualizations we asked for, which is monthly revenue. It aggregated it by region. Over here, it analyzed the variance between the targets and the actual revenue. It highlighted the deficits in red, the overages in green, and it produced the top products. List them here in this table. The other thing we asked it to do was to produce an executive summary in plain executive language, derive some insights from this data. So that's what it did here. You can see that it gives a total revenue figure, summarizes our revenue versus the targets, gives us the weakest region, the best region by revenue, summarizes any anomalies in terms of variance from the target versus the actual revenue, and produces a trend snapshot, which is really useful. And we could go on further and we could actually produce some nice visuals with month-to-month trends. But I think that's a pretty useful executive summary. And again, you know, it produced this in six or seven minutes. I can tell from experience that probably would have taken me a couple of hours. So a real time saver there.
Yeah, for sure. So, Kurt, I was just wondering, like, so when it does this, does it sort of build the formulas for, like, the cells and stuff like that? Or does it also include, like, the, or does it do anything, like, around, like, pivot tables and stuff like that in order to, you know, create your dashboard for you?
Yeah, it can do both. I'm pretty sure here in one of the actions, if you drill in, it showed the actual cell calculation it was doing, like the formula. I haven't tried it on pivot tables, but I think it supports it.
So you go under your like insights, like if you click on any of those cells, like in B and C, like is the formulas powering it or is just the numbers? Okay.
Just the result. Yeah. All right. And the last thing I think is pretty cool is, of course, a lot of people use Microsoft Excel as planning tools. So you can ask the agent to create a tool or a basic calculator type tool. So in this case, I've asked it to create a sales planner tool. And the instructions asked it to have inputs for regions, targets, and currency assumptions, currency rates. And then to pull the data from the sales transaction sheet, summarize it by revenue. Summarize it by revenue. And then after that, create an executive view calculator sheet. So this will present a KPI card set with a single combo chart. And it'll actually create this calculator for us, which this went off. This one took a lot longer. Took closer to 8 or 9 minutes. And I haven't used this yet, but basically here's our inputs. You can enter the total actual, the total target, and it'll calculate the variance and the percentage to target. And we'll actually generate a visual here based on the inputs you enter. Should be a currency assumption here input somewhere, which I don't see, but like I said, I just produced this before the demo. So I think the takeaway here is if you're going to produce a calculator of some sort, you can through the agent. And yeah, I think that's pretty cool too, given that so many people use Excel as a, you know, simple calculators and little tools. Dino, you have your hand up.
Yeah, that's a really great demo. Thanks, Kurt. Maybe just for the benefit of the listeners and viewers, the Excel Labs, is that required? Or I'm seeing this show up just under Copilot Skills in Excel, for example, for me. And it seems to be allowing me to generate things like this.
The Copilot Skills, is that like the tools menu?
Just dropping down the Copilot button, and then I see chat, which was the regular chat we all had. And now I see app skills. And when I click that, I can ask it to make changes and analyze data. Maybe just talk a little bit about like what's required to get this, if you need any special licensing or.
I said, the agent mode specifically, it started in Excel Labs. And when you install this add-in, it'll ask you what program you want to be like, what program do you want, are you participating in? And it's called Frontier Labs. And under Frontier Labs, there's multiple experiences. So you want the Frontier Labs agent mode. So that's how I've always used it. But like I said, I've seen numerous pop-ups saying it is moving into the Copilot chat. And like, if I look in, I'll just start my desktop here. And Dino, are you in a desktop or are you in the web view?
I'm in a desktop and I don't have Excel Labs, for example, and I just clicked on my Copilot drop down and saw app skills. And then it looks like a Copilot chat, but it's basically actions everything I'm asking it. So it looks like it's starting to show up in some of the newer builds of Excel.
Yeah. So here's my desktop Excel application. When I select Excel Labs, here's the agent mode from the Frontier program I was referring to. So you open that and you can see here I've been given a notification that it's now in Excel on the web. But what I did notice is, I don't know if this is the same experience you have, Dino, but when I click Copilot, if I look in the tool, oh, this doesn't have the tools menu, but if I go to the tools menu in the web experience, there's an agent mode.
Okay. So obviously changes are happening and it might be fluid for folks watching and listening.
Yeah, I think the most reliable for me is using it in the Excel Labs. But like I said, I've been given numerous notifications that that's changing. So, all right. So yeah, that's about it. I think this is really useful. It can be a real time saver for those who live and die in Excel. And any more questions before we close the demo out? All right. Well, I think next week we're going to be demoing agent mode in Microsoft Word, a la Mr. Habib Mankel. So stay tuned for that. Thanks.